By its relatively timid standard, though, Microsoft has indeed become more acquisitive in recent years. Having provided textbook examples of what not to do, most notably after buying Nokia, a phone maker, and Skype, an internet phone service, it has learned how to integrate targets successfully. Under Mr. Nadella, it has taken on a shape that better lends itself to this process. Simply put, it has become a giant computing cloud that can digest any data and offer any service. An acquisition can thus add to the business in more ways than one, and feed the beast, in the words of Brent Till of Jefferies, an investment bank. Even TikTok would have brought new computing tasks for the cloud, provided reams of videos to train artificial intelligence algorithms, and allowed the firm to beef up its consumer business. Purchases also help Microsoft to keep growing rapidly by allowing it to ride big industry trends. Discord, like GitHub before it, looked to be a bet on the shift toward creating content and related user communities, which Mr. Nadella thinks will dominate life online. A bit like LinkedIn, Pinterest would give Microsoft access to data about people's interests, which could enable new forms of e-commerce. The Nuance deal encapsulates all these considerations. The firm is best known for its speech recognition software and a healthcare platform used in 77% of American hospitals. This technology, along with lots of valuable health data, will beef up Microsoft's health cloud. Nuance's portfolio of patents can be used elsewhere in Mr. Nadella's empire. Though $20 billion looks pricey for a firm with a net profit of $29 million last year on revenues of $1.5 billion, Microsoft can afford it. Discord and Pinterest seem to be off the table for now, but expect Microsoft to surprise with more deals, and don't be fooled by their apparent randomness.